Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This is Business on the Edge Extended with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's number one business coach sought after. We are talking about, what are we talking about for the promo today? We are talking about business planning. Why is it smart to plan a business? And we talked a little bit about it on the grill this last week, but I wanted to just remind you today, if you tune into the show tonight, AM 1220, KDOW, if you're in the nine Bay Area counties, you can tune in live. Well, that's not exactly true. You can't tune in. You can tune in tonight, but I am not live. We actually pre-recorded the show. I am in Chicago, Illinois, so I am coming to you live right now from Chicago, Illinois. So hello, Chicago. Glad to be here with you. This is exciting for us. Next month, we will be doing a live show from Chicago on August 29th, so mark your calendars for that. I will be here again in Chicago, and we're going to be doing a live show from AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. So what are we talking about? Why is it important to plan? So that's a good question, but let's ask a better question. A better question is, why are you planning to fail? Just think about that for a second. Why are you planning to fail? And says, well, I'm not planning to fail. Well, if you're not planning, like Zig Ziglar would say, you know, if you want to plan to win, you have to plan. Otherwise, you're really planning to fail. And so what are things that you can do and put in place? I'm going to talk about that tonight on AM 1220 KDOW. Tune in 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So wherever you're at on the planet, you want to make the time adjustments, of course, for that. And if you're not in the nine Bay Area counties, you can go to www.kdow.biz and catch us there, and you can connect with us in our show. But so why are you planning to fail? You know, as a business coach, I see so many different businesses. And what's interesting is many times a small business, if they have a business plan, they don't consult their business plan. But what are some things that you want to think about in your plan? And on the show tonight, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some guidelines. And these guidelines, you can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I will send you a copy of those guidelines so you can have them yourself. And you can go through that list and refine your plan. You can go through it and think about why it's important to have a plan. Why is it important for you to think about, thoroughly think about, go through what's important for you to have a successful business and not a hamster wheel small business. I talk about that hamster wheel small business mentality. And what happens is you get into that rut, you get into that paycheck to paycheck business kind of mentality because you haven't planned to expand. Small business owners, for the most part, not everyone's going, mostly, I'm not going after, you know, funding and ways of strategizing and planning so they can actually build their business into something more than really a self-employed strategy. A business system really affords business owners, say you want to just take a week off, take a vacation because you've worked so hard, you're building. Well, a business system allows you to comfortably go and do that without being concerned that you're going to lose business. So if you're there and you have to be there all the time, that means you're still really in a kind of a self-employed system. And you can have employees, but you want to think or actually, it could be that you might be a little bit of a control freak, and if you are, you are going to be on that hamster wheel mentality as well. So if you're a control freak and you're concerned about delegating, or if you're afraid and you don't want to delegate, I've seen this, that business owners do not want to delegate. Small business owners don't want to delegate because they're afraid someone, they don't want people to look at their books, or they don't want, you know, certain things in their business to be seen with regards to impacting their business. And the thing is what you want to do is put smarter people around you so that way you can build and you can trust. I'm in Chicago. And guess what? I'm not in California running my business there physically, but I do have someone that I trust that is making sure that things continue to move on and to go on as well. So guidelines, things that you need to know, things that you want to think about in your business. And one of the biggies for me is really you should all have a mission statement. If you don't have a mission statement, then, you know, where are you going with your business? So you need to think about that. But objectives, what are you thinking about for your future, your objectives? We're going to talk about that, you know, focus. If you're, I can, you said, well, I think I'm focused. Here's a quick little, you know, if you will, test that you can take. If you're focused, your objectives, I would say, is going to be somewhere between 3 to 5 objectives. What are your core competencies? What's your value proposition? If you have that down, then you probably have some pretty good focus. If your core competencies are like, if you have 15 core competencies or 20, you know, 10 core, then you're not focused. Core competencies are, what's your sweet spot? What are the top 3 things that you do or provide value? You know, maybe 5, but you want to think about those things so that way you can put these things into a plan, a business plan that you actually use as a roadmap to get you from where do you want to be? How much money do you want to make every month? How many customers do you want to bring in every month? If you don't have any employees, when do you want to start? What does that look like? How much does it cost? And we talked about this on the grill on Wednesday. And so I'm saying, okay, what does it cost? A great place to find out where, anywhere, typically, for sure, nationwide in the United States here, paystill.com, perfect. Because you can do not only just what a region might cost, like New York, Chicago, San Jose, San Francisco, wherever, what is the expected cost? What are the expected benefits that you're going to pay out? And the reason why is that important? And again, my question really is why are you planning to fail? And getting to the point where you're saying, well, I don't want to fail. And you have business owners that have been in business for 10 years. And guess what? They're making it. They don't think that they're failing. I can tell you this. They're not. Their business is not operating at the capacity that it could operate if they put a smart plan in place, implement it, deploy it, and delegate. Don't be a micromanager, you know, afraid of everything, because if you would let the reins go a little bit, you know, and bring in the right people and utilize your plan, then you have a greater opportunity for greater success for your business. But we're going to get into some detail about that tonight on the show on AM 1220 KDOW with Margaret Jackson. The show is Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. We talk business. We talk strategy. We kick over sacred cows. If you're offended by that, just so you know, we don't officially kick over cows in the studio. The point is that we kick over paradigms. We shift your thinking, and we talk about things that maybe there's nothing wrong with that paradigm, but we might just topple it over on Business on the Edge. So I want you to tune in with me tonight, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Yes, it's a pre-recorded show, but it's a great show. Tune in, and we rock it out on this show. I like a little bit of rock and roll, so we've got a little John Bon Jovi coming in there. We've got a little bit of Aerosmith. We've got a little bit of Mick Jagger. So coming in and out of the segment, so you're going to like that. You're going to hear about some of our promos. If you're in the 9 Bay Area counties, we have a business class coming up, business planning class coming up that I'm going to go through personally, a business plan that I wrote for one of my previous companies. And we acquired almost $250,000 as a small business to begin to expand. And there's a strategy into all of that. There's a strategy talking to banks. And because of the 2007 downturn in the economy, we see that there's different ways of getting money and funding. Like, for example, we have invested in Kiva Zip. So if you're a small business owner and you need like a micro loan, go to Kiva.org. And look at what their requirements are to get, like, maybe you need $5,000 to infuse your business or your marketing or your advertising, or maybe you need some equipment and some gear. You can raise that funding, get what you need. Maybe you're in a printing company and you need a new printer so you can offer, you know, some higher end print job, you know. So you want to think about those things, and Kiva Zip might be the answer for you. Now, if you're Maybe you're creative. If you're creative, look at Kickstarter. You know, go to Kickstarter, and I believe that's kickstarter.org, and you can raise funds there as well. And so we have these new crowdsourcing, crowdfundings to get resources. But the key is first, you know, banks want, venture capitalists want, they want a plan. And they don't want a plan from Apple, from Bill Gates, you know, from the Steve Jobs of the world. You know why? Because they have a proven business system that's creating income, that's creating money. If you're a small business, you have no proven track record. You have to prove to someone who's willing to invest in you, that might be willing to invest in you, that you can think through your business product and service and show your financials, show how they're going to get the return on their investment, because they want their money back. They're not investing with you because you're emotional about your product or service. They're investing because they want to make money. You are in business to want to, you know, to make money. So, again, this is what we're going to talk about tonight. I'm excited. I'm excited about being here in the Chicagoland area. I might stay a little longer. We'll see how that goes. But, again, I will be back to Chicago in about a month, August 29th. I will be doing a show. Actually, I'm sorry. I'll be back August 29th, and the show I'll actually have on August 30th. So that's a Friday night, 6 p.m., 7 p.m., live show from Chicago. So we're working on getting some great guests in on the AM 1220 KDOW show. Also, if you're in the nine Bay Area counties, I am also, we have the pitch, the On the Edge Business Network pitch. If you are local, sign up for the pitch. It is a freebie, but if you want to pitch, you have to be signed up. And I'm not talking about a boring 30-second elevator. I don't want to hear the pitch on your brochure pitch. I want to hear a 90-second solid pitch on why we should do business with you. And I do this with everyone in the room. I do a little question and answer, and I give you an opportunity for a minute and a half for you to talk about why you love what you're doing and why we should buy your product or service. And then we take your business card and we give it to every single body in the room. And this is what I tell them. Nobody comes there to sell. Everyone comes there to buy, because if everyone's buying, then everybody's already selling. So I'm going to take the pressure off of you in terms of having to do that salesman kind of crunchy used car salesman kind of thing. I can't stand that. And 30-second elevator pitches, I know, you know, the Bill Walshes of the world love it. But I'm saying people buy from people that they trust, that they get excited about their product and service, and that there's credibility behind it, and not some 30-second brochure speech. We do business with people that we do business emotionally. We do business with those that we trust. Now, if you have some super, you know, dynamic 30-second elevator speech that gets people to listen to what you're saying and what your product and service is, and you can get them to buy, that'd be great. I have yet to hear one. So, and I've been doing this for years and years, and I don't do 30-second elevator speeches, and I do not ask, what do you do? I find other ways creative to talk about that. So, anyway, sign up for that class freebie. You can go to businessontheedge.biz and sign up for any of our pitches and our classes, and come out and join us, and we're going to help you do great. If you want to win, we want to help you win. If you want to lose, then stay where you're at, and that's okay. You can keep doing what you're doing. But if you want to win and you want someone to get behind you and cheerlead for you and give you resources, tons of resources, I mean many, many, when I say tons, I'm not literally meaning tons. I'm saying you get a lot. You get a bang for your buck at Business on the Edge in terms of what you get. Tune into the show tonight, www.kdow.biz. Don't forget, if you are in the nine Bay Area counties or surrounding cities, tune in at AM 1220. And enjoy the show. Get those guidelines. They're going to be, if you need them, on the edge at businessonthedge.biz. I will send them to you along with some other materials that you'll hear about on the show tonight. And again, remember, plan to win. Plan to win. If you're not planning to win, you're planning to fail. And like I always say, live life on purpose and with a purpose.